A jury will hear very different descriptions of how a Boston hospital treated a teenager with a rare genetic disorder. That teenager, who's now 21, and her family are suing Boston Children's Hospital over her treatment and over a decision to separate the family. WBUR's Angus Chen reports on yesterday's opening statements.
When Justina Pelletier arrived at Boston Children's Hospital 7 years ago, she had a clinical but unconfirmed diagnosis of mitochondrial disease. That's a rare genetic disorder that affects how cells create energy. In opening statements, the Pelletier's attorney, John Martin, told jurors doctors at Boston Children's wanted to stop treating her for that condition and proposed psychiatric treatment instead. When Pelletier's parents objected, Martin says the doctors threatened them.
And what they told her was, "We can take your child away. This is the plan. And if you don't consent, we can take your daughter away."
Then Martin says the doctors wrongly reported Pelletier's parents for medical neglect and child abuse that resulted in the 14-year-old girl going into state custody. Martin says she was put in a locked psychiatric ward that caused her a form of PTSD.
"This child, who was never afraid of doctors or hospitals before, is terrified of being taken away. She has night terrors. She can't sleep alone. She has to sleep with her mother."
Defense attorneys say the doctors deny they ever threatened the Pelletiers. They say the doctors had a reasonable suspicion of child abuse. And lawyer Ellen Cohen told the jury the doctors followed through on their legal obligation to report that to the Department of Children and Families.
"Because they felt the child was at risk of medical neglect, DCF got involved. And the judge made the necessary and difficult decision that custody would stay with DCF."
And Cohen insists that Boston Children's doctors provided Pelletier with a high standard of care throughout her stay at the hospital. The trial is expected to last about a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.